from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, divers have found the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the American Airlines plane that collided with an Army helicopter Thursday night, killing 67 people, leaving no survivors. At least 14 members of the U.S. figure skating community, coaches, and parents were aboard the plane returning from a development camp that followed the national championships in Wichita, Kansas. Among the dead are two young figure skaters, Spencer Lane and Jenna Han, their mothers, and two Russian coaches. The MTA says early data shows congestion pricing has led to faster commutes, less gridlock, and an increase in bus and subway ridership.
MTA Chairman Jana Lieber says tens of thousands of cars have managed to avoid entering below Manhattan 60th Street, saying it's not only saving drivers time on bridges and tunnels, but on the Long Island Expressway and the New Jersey Turnpike. The MTA says it can't release any solid data, like how much money the toll is bringing in, until they can ensure drivers aren't being double charged and check with taxi and rideshare information. The MTA does say some bus routes are seeing a double-digit increase in ridership, while subway ridership is up by 7% on the weekdays. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 7-month-old cockapoo found tied to a guardrail on Route 280 in Roseland is recovering, according to police. The dog was found on January 20th, shivering in the snow, and taken to police headquarters where a string was found tied around its snout. Its right leg also injured and was not groomed recently. Animal officials in West Caldwell named the pooch Golden, who received surgery to repair a broken femur bone. Golden is now recovering and will eventually be up for adoption. Think this month has been cold? Yeah, we've had some pretty rough spells, but it's not one for the record books in New Jersey, believe it or not, at least temperature-wise.
This is the coldest January since 2014, says state climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers University. But it wasn't exceedingly cold. It may go down as the 37th coldest January on record for New Jersey.
We're going to finish the month running about 4.5 degrees below normal.
But this month will go down as one of the driest Januaries on record, and that includes today's rain. Robinson says all of New Jersey is still under some type of drought designation.
We're going to really have to count on precipitation the next couple of months to pull us out of that.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
This is the most precarious part of the day because North Jersey is at or below the freezing mark, north of Interstate 78. So we do have some wintry mix and freezing rain, potentially making for some icy spots this morning. It only lasts for the next couple hours. By 9 or 10 o'clock, it's just wet throughout the state from that point on. Periods of rain all day today. Steadiest, heaviest stuff actually kicks in mid-afternoon. Total rainfall, half inch to an inch. High temperatures today, 40 to 50 north to south. Rain ends sometime after midnight tonight. We drop into the 30s, sunny, breezy, and upper 30s tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 150 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey's side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Right now, Hackensack, 34 degrees. It's 34 in New Brunswick. Evesham, 39. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.